is for What's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump issued another warning to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a day after Pyongyang said it had finalized a plan to launch 4 ballistic missiles to the waters off the shore of the U.S. territory of Guam.
He does something in Guam, it will be an event the likes of which nobody's seen before, what will happen in North Korea.
Trump warned that North Korea had better get their act together or they're going to be in trouble like few nations had ever been. The United States is urging Kenyan candidates not to use violence if they dispute any results from Tuesday's election. Bill Gallo has more.
A State Department statement also urges Kenyans to patiently await the Election Commission's announcement of official results. Supporters of opposition leader Raila Odinga on Thursday said an unofficial tally shows he won, but that claim conflicts with a provisional result that has incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta in the lead. International observers say they have not noted any signs of interference with the vote. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
The United States military has announced 2 new airstrikes against al-Shabaab extremists in Somalia. Somalia's president says the joint operation killed a high-level leader of the group. The U.S. statement says the airstrikes were carried out Thursday near the Bandir region in southern Somalia. Al-Shabaab is the deadliest Islamic extremist group in Africa. The U.S. earlier this month confirmed another airstrike killed al-Shabaab's shadow governor for Mogadishu. Be sure to follow VOA on social media platforms for other news and videos. This is VOA News.